I'm wrong, but I like to think of us as a pretty smart group of people here.
Go with wrong.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Just by saying that, you're not very smart.
Well, I don't mean super smart, like Harvard smart.
Okay, yeah.
Not even really regular smart. Mm-hmm. Not even street smart, actually.
No, not really.
What's under street smart?
Alley? Radio smart?
Alley? Outhouse smart? Maybe we're outhouse smart.
Okay.
And you're probably wondering, out of all of us, who's the mostest outhouse smartiest? Well, we're going to find out today by playing a little game called 50-50 Fandango Facebook Edition. It's a pretty easy game. I'm going to ask my co-host a 50-50 trivia question. A pretty easy one, if you ask me. And if they get it right, then they're safe.
All right.
But if they get it wrong, and this is something we've never done before,
oh, no.
Since it's 50-50 Facebook Fandango, we're going to have a special punishment.
Oh, no. What is it?
So there's a hat that we filled with embarrassing personal statements. If they answer any question incorrectly, they're going to need to draw one statement out of the hat. And after the game, they'll need to post it onto their Facebook wall.
All right, let's go.
All right. And don't worry, there's nothing political or anything that crosses the line where it's super offensive that's going to ruin your reputation.
Okay,
it's just embarrassing.
Okay.
Things my grandma might call me about after.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Okay.
Some of the statements are a little more embarrassing than others. All right, our contestants are ready to play. Let's find out who's going to be the king or queen of the Facebook outhouse.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. That means you're not playing? You jerk.
Somebody needs to host this show.
All right, bring it, Jeffrey.
All right. Here we go. We're going to start with Alexis. Alexis, tell me, does the sun rise in the east or the west?
The east?
No! Yeah!
All right.
So smart.
I wish that was my question.
She panicked for a second.
I better get something just as easy.
They're all fairly
easy
questions,
Brooke.
All right? Let's keep going. Jose, you're up next.
Oh, my gosh.
There's stalagmites and stalactites. Which ones point up?
Oh, my gosh.
50-50 chance.
Yeah.
That's why it's 50-50.
They're all 50-50.
Shoot. What are you going with? Mites or tights?
I'm going with stalagmites. Point up. They're on the bottom.
That's correct. Stalagmites grow up from the floor. Stalactites hang down from the ceiling.
Let's go, stalagmites.
Okay, we got two correct answers.
Woo, that's your bracket,
no.
Brooke.
We're moving on to Brooke.
I'm
Brooke.
Sweaty.
Here we go. The 90s cult heroes Beavis and Butthead wore t-shirts that had the logos of bands on them.
Yeah.
Metallica and AC/DC. Which one did Butthead wear?
Oh my God.
Brooke has her face on the floor.
Butthead's the blonde one, right?
No comment.
Why can't you comment?
Don't look at me.
Because I want you to have
maybe that should have been the question.
Yeah.
Which one was the blonde one?
Butthead had brown hair.
Okay, I'm going to go. He had Metallica.
Yes, that's a good answer.
No, I'm sorry. Butthead wore a black and yellow AC/DC shirt in the show.
Right.
That means, Brooke, it's time for you to draw out of the hat to see what you'll be posting on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
Thinking about getting a reduction. Thoughts?
Just a blatant reduction. No.
What will you be reducing? I don't know.
That's where all the comments are going to go.
All right. That will be up later on Brooke's Facebook.
But please.
Let's continue.
Right,
we have to keep moving on. It's round two. We're back to Alexis.
This sucks.
Alexis, tell me, what toy was banned in Indonesia for stimulating passion? Was it the hula hoop or Tickle Me Elmo?
Oh, this is hard.
Both are concerning. I'm going to go with Tickle Me Elmo. No!
I'm sorry. The hula hoop was banned in 1958 from Indonesia because it was too stimulating.
Oh,
all right, Alexis, it's time to draw out of a hat to see what name you'll be posting on Facebook.
Tonight's a full moon, and that means I'm suffering from a libido spike? Libido spike. Anyone else have that problem?
She can't even.
Do you know what libido is?
Does she have a libido?
Do you know what that is?
She doesn't know?
No. Okay, you're going to find out on Facebook
soon. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of interesting comments on that status update.
Doesn't post as often as everybody else
does. I haven't posted in like 4 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And this is what you're going to come back with.
All right. On to Jose.
Oh my
Jose,
oh God.
You seem like a martial arts expert.
I was a white belt. All right, okay,
so you should know this then. Tell me, what color belt represents a higher level in karate? Blue or red?
I'm going to go with red because I think it's one under black.
Let's That's
go!
Correct.
Yeah!
Jose, red is traditionally right before a
Let's
black
go!
Belt. All right, Brooke, you're up again. Tell me.
Oh my gosh, okay. My hands are so sweaty.
Which U.S. state entered the Union at number 50? Was it Alaska or Hawaii?
Ooh. Those are good questions, Jeff.
I feel like it was Hawaii because I feel like it was like a... man, I think... Alaska was 49, and I think Hawaii was 50. I'm going to go Hawaii.
No, Brooke!
Final answer?
She already said it. She's going to go with it.
You said Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh, you can change it. He's letting you change it.
Hawaii!
That's correct.
Yes.
Hawaii was the 50th state entered into the Union.
Oh, let's go!
Dang.
All right. So that is the end of round two. Already, Brooke and Alexis have to post some embarrassing stuff on their Facebook wall. But we're going to keep this going.
No!
Yes, we're going to do another two rounds of 50-50 Facebook Fandango.
No!
We're going to do that coming up right after this. All right, if you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of the game of 50-50 Facebook Fandango. It's a pretty easy game. I have simple 50-50 trivia questions that should be very easy to answer. Mm-hmm. But again, you know who I'm working with here. So the rules are simple. Each person is asked a question. If you answer correctly, you are safe. But if you get the answer wrong, you draw out of a hat with embarrassing statements inside, and you'll have to post one of those statements on your Facebook wall. Now, through the first two rounds, Brooke and Alexis both got an answer wrong, so they're going to have to post those later. There could be more embarrassing statuses to come. But let's continue. We're on to round three of 50-50 Facebook Fandango, and that means we're back to Alexis. Alexis, you're an athlete, so this one should be right down your alley. In the sport of chess, who gets the move first, black or white?
You think I play chess?
Come on.
I don't even know the rules to that
you
game.
You at least watch Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to the moves.
There's two colors, black and white. Who gets to go first?
I'm thinking in my head and I'm looking into your eyes. Read my mind.
The reading. I'm going to go
Brooke's doing
black.
It too. Yes!
No. I'm sorry. White moves first in the game of chess.
I'm so wrong on everything, but the ones I've been asked, I was right.
That means you're going to have to post another embarrassing Facebook status. Draw out of that hat and find out what it's going to be.
Uh-oh. Why is nobody around when I'm horny?
You will see that Facebook status up later on Alexis's Facebook page.
Since high school.
And why are all your posts about to be?
You're about to be the most popular girl in your high school.
It's a good question, though. It's a good question.
Let's keep going. Jose.
I mean, and it's true, so come on.
Jose, you're up again.
Yeah.
Tell me, who was featured in the 1978 book Instant Millionaire? Was it Donald Trump or Donald Duck? I know you don't read, Jose, but that's okay.
But I see images, and I see both of them next to each
I think there were some pictures in this book.
Yeah, the pop-up book.
And?
Come on.
I'm going to go with Duck. I'm going to go with Donald the Duck.
Really?
That's correct. The 1978 book Instant Millionaire did feature Donald Duck.
I love
so
cartoons.
Lucky. For real.
It just seemed too obvious to be the Don, you know? I was like, no way.
We're moving on to Brooke. Brooke, you love flowers, so tell me, the Japanese art of flower arranging. Is it called ikebana or hiragana?
No.
I don't know Japanese.
You're fluent Japanese.
I will say, my husband took 4 years of Japanese.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to go with hiragana.
I'm sorry.
Take that.
Hiragana is the Japanese alphabet.
Oh,
ikebana is the Japanese art of flower arranging. So, Brooke, time to draw out of that hat to see what embarrassing thing you'll be posting on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
My mom walked in on me taking care of business Wink.
Oh! No one's even going to be shocked by this. Wow. Sort of thing.
Why is my mom going to be the first person to like this dad?
Yes, she will. That's going to be even more awkward.
You know, she'll love it, too.
Proud of you, Brookie.
Love you. You'll always be my little girl.
All right.
Oh, man.
Alexis and Brooke have two embarrassing statuses. Jose has none. He's gotten every answer correct.
We don't need another round.
We're going to do one more round.
Oh, no.
Let's keep going. Alexis.
I want to see how horny Alexis gets.
Here we go. Franklin or Teddy Roosevelt? Which one was president of the U.S. first?
Oh, you know this.
Oh, do I?
Dude,
oh my gosh, I'm so bad at history.
I wouldn't know this either.
Franklin or Teddy? I'm gonna go Teddy?
That's correct. Teddy Roosevelt was the president from 1901 to 1905.
Finally.
Franklin wasn't until 1933.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
We're back to Jose. Jose.
This is so stressful.
You can encounter the duck-billed platypus in only one country in the world. Is it Australia or New Zealand?
It's the only poisonous mammal, too.
Are they?
Interesting.
There's a lot of poisonous.
He watches a lot of Animal Planet.
A lot of poison stuff in Australia. So I'm going Australia.
Yeah! That's correct.
Duck-billed
platypus only found in Australia.
Yes! I hate you.
Jose
right
will
now.
Not be
Were
posting
you?
Any embarrassing statuses on his Facebook
I
today.
I love ducks. Donald Duck, duck-billed platypuses. Okay. We get along, dude.
All right, that means we are back to Brooke.
Oh, my gosh.
The trivia whiz. Tell
She's
me.
So mad. Look at Brooke, everybody.
You should know this one, Brooke. There are metacarpals and metatarsals. Which ones are in the feet?
Metacarpals or metatarsals? They're so tricky.
I want to help you, but I can't.
No,
I think
help.
Metacarpals are in your hands. I'm going to go metatarsals.
Let's
That's
go!
Correct.
Let's go! Let's go!
Finishing on a high note there with Brooke getting a good answer.
Yeah!
But since Jose got every single question right, he answered zero wrong. The rule book says, as a punishment to me, I need to draw a name out of the hat to post on my Facebook.
Yay! I'm so happy.
If Jose got them all right, it means I did something horribly wrong. So I need to draw one out. I'm going to post on my Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What did I get?
You never post either.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Well, I couldn't hold it anymore. Now I have it all up the middle of my back.
No!
I haven't posted on my Facebook in like 7 years.
Join the club.
And that's the first thing I'm going to post.
Wow.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of screen grabs happening today, unfortunately.
I may have to share your statuses, by the way.
There we go. Make sure to check those out. But the game is over. That was 50-50 Fandango Facebook edition.
Okay.
If you got that answer wrong, you will be posting those by noon today. And you cannot say this is a joke until 24 hours later.
Oh, great.
Reminder.
So thank you to all our contestants.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.